A Fargo company, which started from research on the NDSU campus, has announced a major expansion. Aldevron is a biotech firm. It currently employs 300 people. It will be building three new buildings at its Fargo campus, adding another 189,000 square feet of space to support the growing field of genetic medicine. When complete, Aldevron will employ more than 1,000 people. The company produces synthetic nucleic acids and supports gene editing, gene therapy, and cell therapy applications. Michelle Berg is president of Aldevron. She says right now the output from the manufacturing is focused on rare diseases.
Those who are affected by rare diseases, of which there are approximately 7,000 different types, most of them have no approved therapy or no option, no standard of care even. And so the potential and the promise that gene therapy, that cellular therapy holds is phenomenal. And the patients are waiting. They're waiting for the science to translate to medicine.
Berg says it goes beyond rare disease to cancer and diabetes.
The impact right now is just a very, very tip. And I think as the years unfold, we're going to see just a lot more coming to mainstream. And so this is a very exciting time, not only for the field, but again, for Aldevron.
Aldevron's chief operating officer, Henry Hebel, says the demand for biologics is growing. He says Aldevron's customers are concerned about quality, but also the timeliness of getting products to the clinic.
This is the first time really in the history of medicine we're talking about curing diseases, not just treating diseases. That's the type of product we work on. And so we take it very seriously and very personally to get these products to the clinic as quickly as possible because patients are waiting.
Ground for the new buildings will be broken in August, and the plan is to have them built and running by 2021. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.